Former President Jimmy Carter is continuing to receive hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. His decision is shining a light on the way some people choose to live their final days. Instead of continuing efforts to cure a terminal illness, people in hospice care focus instead on reducing pain and remaining comfortable before dying. Hospice nurse Rebecca Gatton is chief clinical officer with the nonprofit Avow Hospice in Naples, Florida, and she joins us now to answer some of our questions. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And with respect to the former president's privacy, we don't know exactly what his day-to-day condition is, but when a person makes the decision to enter hospice care at home like he did, what are those final days or weeks of life typically like?
Well, in order to enter home hospice, a patient does need a prognosis of 6 months or less. So we really hope that people do sign on to hospice early so that they can benefit from all the services. Nurses, home health aides, social workers, chaplains, volunteers, and music and massage therapists. So,
really?
Yeah, we really want to focus on the quality of life for the patient and their family. When the patient is deciding no longer to receive a curative treatment, such as chemotherapy or some type of aggressive measure.
So, as you said, if you have something like cancer, you would stop chemotherapy, but does that mean you would stop taking all medications?
No, definitely not. And that's a misconception about hospice. Hospice patients typically remain on several medications. We wouldn't want to stop something that would be harmful to the patient.
I'm sure many people are concerned about cost, especially if there was a long illness involved or a catastrophic injury. Is it covered by most insurance?
Well, the great thing is Medicare covers hospice 100% in the home, such as the nursing and nursing assistants and medications. Private insurance typically has a deductible or a copay, and these are typically younger patients with such as a cancer diagnosis. And if they are with a nonprofit hospice, then if they are unable to pay that deductible or copay, they can apply for financial assistance. The goal is that no one suffers without hospice, and there are hospices out there to take care of all patients.
I know sometimes people will say when considering this difficult choice, like, I don't want to give up. Hospice care is giving up. Do you ever hear that?
Yes. And research shows that by being on hospice, patients can actually live longer. The patients and families are able to focus on themselves and not all of the care and medications and worrying about all of that. So by joining hospice, they're not giving up. They're giving themselves that time back and that quality of life.
Hmm. Do you see that families sometimes wait too long to make the decision?
Yes. The number one complaint on our customer service surveys that come back after the patient passes is, I wish I would have known about hospice sooner.
So this moment in the arc of a person's life is so crucial. Most people, I think, run away from death. You have stood by its side all these years. I wonder if you've learned something in your experience that you'd like people to know.
Yes, I've been in healthcare for over 25 years. And when I found hospice about 12 years ago, I quickly realized even misconceptions I had about hospice weren't true. We all are going to die. And I think, you know, knowing that I have the comfort of hospice when that happens for me or my loved one is really important for me, making sure that the quality of life is there for everyone.
Rebecca Gatton is chief clinical officer at Avow Hospice in Naples, Florida. Rebecca, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it.
And we actually have the pleasure of speaking with one of the patients that Rebecca's organization cares for. John Shannon is 81 years old. He's originally from Des Plaines, Illinois. He has terminal stage 4 pancreatic cancer and is in hospice care now. John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Peter. Glad to help out if I can.
Yeah, sure. And it sounds like you've probably had a pretty rough road lately. How are you doing?
Actually not bad. The chemotherapy I've been on for the last, year and a half or a little bit more, was not effective anymore. And it was actually causing, more, a weakness and damage to my body than the cancer was.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the decision that you and your family made to stop that treatment, to stop trying to cure the cancer and to go into hospice? I mean, was that a difficult choice?
No, I don't think it was, because the whole family was involved with me and seeing how I was going through trials and tribulations with the chemo. And they thought I'd put up a pretty good fight. And if the chemo wasn't helping anymore with the pancreas and liver involvement, they thought it was maybe a good decision.
Well, plus, by doing this, you're able to spend time with your family instead of spending your final days in a hospital. Is that important to you?
Exactly. All of our four daughters have rotated through here to spend time with us and to assist us. And it's really been a lovely time for us to, let each other know how much we love them and value them and everything. So it's really been very nice.
It's been about a month since you've transitioned to hospice care. What has your team of nurses helped you with in that time?
Oh, geez, everything. All I have to do is talk to my registered nurse, Heather. She's coming up with prescriptions for, sleeping aids. Heather can actually drain my stomach cavity, which builds up with fluids. And she's doing that two or three times a week now at my house, so we don't have to travel to any hospitals and spend the whole day there.
What have you been reflecting on in the last month or so since you've made this decision to go into hospice care and spend your final days this way?
Well, I guess you always contemplate your final days and wish and your value every hour, every minute, every day. That's our motto now, one day at a time. And we don't really have any regrets. My wife and I, we've been blessed with a good life, a good family, and we're really ready. If we have to take that final step here in the next couple of months, to take it. The only thing I wanted to make sure I try to avoid is I don't want to go through a lot of pain, but that's exactly what hospice is set up to take care of, so that you don't suffer.
How are your daughters taking it? Did they want you to keep fighting?
No. All four of my daughters got on board right away, and they understood our situation, and they've been just wonderful. Can't ask for better.
Well, John Shannon, everyone is more than their illness. So, what else would you like people to know about you?
Hopefully that I was a good person when I was here. I did my community service by serving on our local school board in Harlington Heights, Illinois, for about 16 or 17 years. And of course, my number one objective was, to raise a great family. And I think I was successful in doing that. Thanks also to my lovely wife, Peg.
All right. John Shannon, a hospice patient in Naples, Florida, wishing you, your four daughters, and Peg peace in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.